This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And that's what we're going to do today. As always, we're going to study the Word together. We're going to hear something I preached a while ago, so if you hear references that are not current, that's because of all the time I've spent here at the fundraiser this week, so you might hear references. I didn't have time to record a new program here for today, so what you're going to hear is something which played a little while ago. It's called Circumcision Means Nothing, or as the King James says, circumcision availeth nothing when it relates to salvation. So that's what we're looking at. This will play today and Monday and Tuesday. And I want to thank everyone here at the radio station, everyone who called in and helped make our fundraiser such a success. We ended up with over $30,100 and counting. And thank you to everyone who called here during the week to make it a success. And I'm so grateful for you and for your partnership. Now, let's hear this message. This is part one of this message, Circumcision Means Nothing. Oh, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend as well. Sunday morning, my sermon is a look at Paul's thorn in the flesh, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll look at the first 9 or 10 verses. You are invited. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. So come out Sunday morning. Hear the truth about Paul's thorn in the flesh, and we welcome you. Now, here is part one of this message, Circumcision Means Nothing. First, let me say here it is Wednesday when this is airing on the radio, and I invite you to come out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We are in an ongoing study in the book of Acts, and we are going to be picking it up around the end of chapter 13. We're looking at the astounding thing where it says, when the Apostle Paul just preached one of his first salvation by grace through faith, and that righteousness comes through faith, that when he preached that, it says all that were appointed to eternal life believe. That's where we're starting here tonight, 6 to 7 o'clock. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Wednesday night's a great night if you visit another church for you to, I mean, if you are a member of another church, and if you don't have a service Wednesday night, then why don't you come out and visit us here at Island? I'd love to see you. I promise you'll have a good time. Bring a good study Bible or a wide margin Bible and a pen to write on, and Lord willing, you'll be able to take a lot of notes. In the meantime, now I don't have enough introduction for this. This is part one of a message I just preached just this last Sunday. It's entitled The End of the Law. Romans chapter 10, verse 4, it says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to all those who believe. And then I guess the flip side would be, if you don't believe, then he's not the end of the law. And then the law will continue to dog you like a hammer over your head, hammering you and beating you into submission. The Apostle Paul called the Old Testament a ministry of death. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, this is part one of three. It's a 30-minute sermon. It's going to play this week, Wednesday through Friday. Here is part one of the message, Circumcision means nothing.
The title of this message is Circumcision Means Nothing Anymore. Or perhaps, like what's on the church sign outside, the end of the law. Now, if you would please turn with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. That's where we're going to start. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It says this: For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Again, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love. I like that word, avails. You know, like the old saying, to no avail, right? Meaning in slang, what? It ain't going to help, right? What does this word really mean, though, avail? You know, funny, it's a very unexpected word for me. It's the Greek word iskuo, which is the Greek word for power and might. These are the two words attributed to God for power and might. One is the word dunamis, where we get our word dynamite from. The other is this Greek word, iskuo, strong, power, might. You know, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Strong, strength, ability, power. So we could say then, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything or has any power at all. Or you could say, this carries no weight at all. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. It's got no weight at all. The weight's what follows after the but. But faith working through love. Now, I want to look at this verse here in Galatians today and some verses in the book of Hebrews, because they are key to understanding what has transpired concerning the Old Testament law. We'll build on that thought as we progress here this morning. Now, my translation of the New Testament, known as the ENTV, many of you own a copy of it, as well as the New American Standard, reads this way: For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What an astronomical statement this is. A Pharisee is telling you today that circumcision doesn't mean anything. Now here's a bit more on the Apostle Paul. Listen to this. Listen to his pedigree here, Philippians 3. It says in Philippians 3, 4, Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Now there's a little bit on Paul. Now question, do you have any idea what circumcision meant to a Pharisee? I want you to see, and we're going to see, that the Old Testament set of laws and restrictions have changed and are no longer in effect over the Christian. And I'm going to prove that here this morning in this short sermon today. This is liberating news, isn't it? You don't need to jump through any hoops to be right with God, or to get right with God, or to maintain your right standing with God. Circumcision means nothing, he says. Now, let's look how far the Old Testament law has fallen away. If you would please turn with me Back to Genesis chapter 17. And Rob, I'm already there, so. He was boasting before church started. He can get to the scripture before me. So, Genesis chapter 17, verse 10. Hear the law. It says this. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised. You will be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. It shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who was born in your house and he who was bought with your money must be circumcised. My covenant will be in the flesh for an everlasting covenant. Verse 14, the uncircumcised male child who was not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Now, the New Testament Pharisee, Paul the Apostle, makes the astounding statement in the New Testament, circumcision means nothing. That's what the Pharisee says to you today. Circumcision means nothing. But rather, faith working through love. Now, Paul was not the first one to talk about this regarding this change in covenants. Jesus did too. Did you know that? I heard it said all the time that Jesus kept all the dietary laws of the Old Testament and that the dietary laws are unchanged in the New Testament, be it either in Jesus' time or our time. Now, let's see if that's true or not. If you would please turn with me now, Mark chapter 7. Now, if you would please, imagine that this is the Son of God standing here in this pulpit and not me for a moment, okay? And everyone, I ask you to close your eyes for a minute when I tell you, and listen to what I say to you. Now remember, Jesus is speaking, not Pastor Paul. Well, he is speaking. If you got a red letter Bible, it's in red letters here. Okay, here it goes. When he called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, okay, everyone close your eyes now for a minute. All right? And imagine Jesus here is behind the microphone. Listen to his word. Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Now let's read this together. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. Funny, this Greek word defile, not the word I thought it was going to be. It's the word koinonia, famous word. The word means common, like Greek. I speak koine Greek, means common Greek. Fellowship is the word koinonia. It's what this word defile is. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. Now, the shocking thing to me here in this text is what he says next. This is what he says. He who has ears to hear, let him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.